This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so join us there at Skype, username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about mosques or the web standards, these are some of the things we've been discussing throughout the show here tonight. If you're just tuning in, Mark, you're going to be sharing a story here now with us about college, and that apparently some companies are finally acknowledging that a college degree is not really worth what people think that it is. Because for a long time, a lot of these corporations have gone along with the program as far as college is concerned.
Yeah.
You know, giving priority and preference to people with college degrees. And that's starting to change, Mark? Is that what you're going
to
tell us?
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. Where's it coming? Where's the story coming from?
Intellectualtakeout.org.
All right.
Due the rising costs of college, they have a picture of an person who happens to have a little frown on their face with a one of them college-y hats on, the square ones. The tassel thing. Anyway,
I'd say that's probably a common perspective on college.
I think that's the part is what that is. American students are beginning to wonder if a college degree is really worth it. Many students trod the college path anyway, fearing that employers won't glance at their resume without a BA.
Mm.
And that really is the narrative out there, that essentially now you must have 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade in order to have a degree. It doesn't matter.
The funny thing is it doesn't take a BA to know that you can just write one on there. No one's ever going to check on it ever.
What's a BA? What's it stand for?
Bachelor of Arts.
Bachelor of Arts. Okay, gotcha.
I have often wondered the same thing. Now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that donuts are about a dollar now anyway. I will bet you that that mostly no employer is going to go back and try to figure out whether or not you have a high school diploma, right?
Yeah, sure.
They're just not going to do it.
Because it ain't worth scrap.
Right, it's not worth looking at. Well, did you finish middle school? Yep, sure enough. Right, it's just not worth making the call or anything like that. So if you, for whatever reason, decided to skip out on high school and then, went out and did whatever and claim you have a high school diploma, I think the only people that are going to check is, in all likelihood, the community college if you decide to go to that.
Mm.
And that's the end of the story. I'm not saying, you shouldn't or should have a high school diploma. I'm simply saying they don't check. Employers don't check. And I think with the proliferation of bachelor's degrees, that it is highly unlikely that your bachelor's degree will be checked upon either. Meaning that unless there is some kind of, unless you appear to be completely incompetent for the job, that they would never check.
And not many jobs run a background check, though.
What's that?
There are a lot of employers that just run a blanket background check.
Sure.
Lyft and Uber did.
Right.
I signed up for them.
So I'm wondering, though, would your degree in education show up in the background check? Like, what
shows
up in the background?
I don't know. That's a darn good question.
I think that background check is just going to be for convictions.
And credit, right?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't let
there's a bunch of websites out there, Johnson, that'll take $19.99 from you, and you can find out what kind of information
yeah,
you get
right.
from a background check.
Yeah, I bet that's the case. So anyway, going on, not recommending.
But nobody really wants to spend $20 to find out for sure.
Yeah, it's true. I don't. what do I care?
One of these sites, your information.
Right.
Chained by the neck to Free Talk Live. Fortunately for students in the UK, some companies are beginning, and I guess they're using UK numbers here, but it goes on a little further, are beginning to recognize the folly of such a move. According to The Telegraph, the Penguin Book Company has announced that a college degree is no longer a prerequisite for applying for one of its jobs. This follows the announcement that UK recruiting giant Ernst & Young is removing its degree classification system from the application process. Their reason? There is no evidence success at university correlates with achievement in later life.
Really? None whatsoever?
That's the claim there from Ernst & Young. Telegraph columnist Candida Crew frames such moves as a breath of fresh air, particularly as she's not encouraging her own sons to go to college.
Good.
Although an Oxford Literary Fellow herself.
Wow.
The greatest university in the world. Crew
they
never,
made up that comma.
Yeah, she never attended college, relying instead on her own ingenuity, intelligence, and hard work to achieve success. Based on observations of friends and other students, Crew finds many degrees are not worth the money students spend.
But wait a minute, Mark. Don't they say that you'll make $1 million more in your life if you get a college degree on average?
On average, that's really important, because what they do is they compare the people with a college degree to people without a college degree, mm-hmm. and then they say, this is how much money you will, this is how much money this group of people make and this group of people make. So they get on their side all the doctors, all the lawyers, all the engineers, all the chemists, all the captains of industry who went through Wharton School.
And if you're doing it as an average, right, you have to take the top 1%. Right? So, like, you're talking about 90-something percent of the wealth of the world?
Why would you take the top 1%,
Brad? Because most of the people in the top 1%.
Most of the people in the 1% are probably, you know, college degree holders.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Most of the top 1%, I would be willing to bet that Johnson is correct. But
so if you cut out all the doctors and engineers and people like that, and you just took, like, the music majors and the communications majors
right.
and, you know, the history majors or whatever, and then you compared that, what would it really come out to?
And it would be the reverse.
Well, and how do you factor in all the interest payments? Because if you've made $1 million more in your lifetime, but you've spent $1 million on, you know, interest payments or whatever, half a million of it, or however much it ends up being, because it's the lifetime of debt for a lot of these people.
Right.
Well, how does that factor in there? I bet you they don't really play with nice with those numbers.
Yeah, it's a trick because
it's a sales pitch.
Right. If you were to tell kids who were coming out of high school and, you know, they're in sophomores and juniors beginning to make this decision as to whether or not they're going to college or not go to college, if you were to tell them, look, you know, a degree is really only important if you're going into a particular set of careers, and otherwise it's going to be an anchor around your neck that's going to weigh you down with debt for the rest of your life.
And I can't tell you how many people I know have, you know, known personally in my life who that's their story is, yeah, I got this degree. I mean, Melanie's one of them, our Monday Night co-host. I got this degree and $200,000 in debt.
I got a degree. I've got no debt.
Okay.
And I've got a degree, and I would take every cent. My education was paid for, mostly.
By your parents?
By my parents.
Okay.
So, mostly. There was some bit of my education that I paid for myself, but I didn't have to do loans and whatnot. I worked and did all that. And I would gladly take back all the money that was spent. And just imagine having a chunk of, you know, even if you're going to the average college nowadays, what you would have like $100,000 plus.
$50,000 to $200,000
easily. And imagine having that money to instead live off of and start a business. How much, just instead of spending that money on a worthless degree, you know, start a business and learn for 4 years on how to run whatever kind of business you want to run.
Mm.
You know, and my...
You know, the first business doesn't usually take, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, don't necessarily spend all the money, right? I mean, and here's the other thing...
Right, you can buy you can put a good down payment on a house for $50,000.
I mean, the thing that annoys me about the whole education system is I knew, you know, since very young age, I would say middle school, is when I started to realize that, like, hey, this education system is garbage. And whatever happened to apprenticeships? You know, I had learned enough about, you know, like medieval history and other times where it's like, you know, you could become a tradesman or a craftsman and learn, you know, what you wanted to do. And
get paid.
I had always been interested. I was interested
but
in...
I think that you can get an internship, you know, or excuse me, I should say an apprenticeship, simply by going to the place that you're interested in. If you show interest...
Not nowadays. No,
yeah,
it's illegal. They wouldn't even be able to let you work at the age that I was
interested
in. They
would start you at minimum wage happily.
Nope.
If somebody shows...
At the age that I was interested in this thing, we would be talking like 10 years old,
oh, well, I'm
8 years old, 9 years old. I was interested in getting out of the the school
system. Well, that hurts people. The fact that you can't go and work at age 10, 9, 11, right. That hurts people and their ability to mature.
I would gladly go on and work with an artist or a photographer or some sort of computer person really, really young.
Right. Instead, you had to sit in some dumb class in school that you weren't interested in, you know, music class. You wanted to do graphic arts.
Right.
We're coming up here, 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. Over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, that's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and bring up anything that you 1-800-951. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Je m'appelle Johnson.
And Mark.
We're talking about the college degrees and companies actually finally acknowledging that they're really not worth what people think that they are. They're certainly not worth what you pay for them in most cases. Oh, so many people that I know have gotten these college degrees and have been saddled with tremendous loads of debt for their, basically, what will be their entire professional careers.
I don't like this, just these college degrees. This is a blanket statement. If you take the top 20 college degrees by income of people for the next, you know, the 20 years after they get out of school, I mean, that's where colleges and that's where students should focus. To some extent, colleges respond to their customer base, right? The problem is their customer base is a bunch of 18-year-olds.
And they don't know enough about the world to really, you know, be...
Right. Their parents are, you know, the only thing their parents say, you've got to go to college.
They've never had a loan in their life. Their parents have said that. Their schools have said that.
Guidance counselors. Everybody says it.
It's all in the media. So if you watch television and in movies, everybody goes to college who's successful, right?
My favorite example is I actually dated two women, one of whom I married, that went to Eckerd College down in...
Is it a Christian college?
No, it's a college that was started by the guy who started Eckerd's.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't remember their names. The
Mr. Eckerd.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Eckerd. Their college. And Eckerd College, besides
Eckerd
having...
Eckerd is a pharmacy.
It used to be. Didn't they sell out to, like, Rite Aid or something like that?
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm sure it's still, like, a general store / pharmacy.
No, I think it's gone.
They sold it. The brand is gone.
The brand is gone. But you know, anybody from the South probably has heard of Eckerd's.
So if you know of, like, what a Rite Aid or a Walgreens or a CVS is like, then you know what, like, an Eckerd's.
There was he had a whole bunch of them, and among the international business degrees and the few degrees that this particular college offers, they offer a marine biology degree, and this is their biggest degree. Not because you're going to make a living playing with dolphins, mm-hmm. but because you want to make a living playing with dolphins.
It's probably very hard to do that.
Right. There's only so many marine biology jobs out there, because that has to basically rely on government grants. And, you know, these people are ending up with marine biology degrees, which was probably, you know, a fun couple of years as they got their core requirement. After they got their core requirements, they probably have a blast out on boats and doing all the stuff that they did. But they now have a degree that is worthless.
Hmm.
And I mean, you know, other than having a degree, and you'll find so many people that will say that, yes, their degree was worth it, even if they're not in a career field where they're using their degree. If you're in a career field where you're not using your degree, I submit to you that your degree is of no value or very little.
But the experience.
The networking.
Right. I mean, you know, I've had lots of experiences, and there's networking, too. But I think that as more people go to school.
But you never had an experience that was as valuable as paying $60,000 to $200,000 for it, so you just don't understand.
The cake stands, dude.
Right.
The football.
I've gone to parties.
The riots, man. We've got to smash pumpkins.
They're bringing Pumpkin Fest back this year.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm of the opinion that you look at those top 20 degrees that colleges and, you know, colleges in the case of BAs, that's what we're talking about here, that colleges and universities are kicking out of the bachelor level, and look at those. If you're not in one of those, you probably are wasting your time and your parents' money and indebting you yourself for the rest of your life.
There's a big price to pay there, because you can't go bankrupt on college debt either, right?
Right, you're stuck with it. I mean, it is, you know, it's an albatross. It's hanging around your neck. I want to go on with the article.
By the way, Eckerd did sell in 2006. The Wall Street Journal announced that Rite Aid would acquire 1,858 Eckerd Pharmacy and Brooks Pharmacy stores from
1,800?
A man named Jean Coutu for $3.4 billion.
Is that right around when you guys moved?
Yep, that would be correct.
The world order is changing by the minute.
Now, who's saying this? I'm sorry.
I believe that this is a quote from this Candida Crewe, who is...
She was the one who's like a fancy Oxford graduate?
No, that's the Telegraph columnist, Candida Crewe. The world order is changing by the minute, and our old-fashioned views about education have to evolve to keep up.
Mm.
I would say that currently you can take the entire curriculum of the Massachusetts Institute for Technology...
Online.
Free. I'm going to go ahead and say it. And to my mind, the best university on the planet.
Now,
I'm sure the people at Oxford and a few other places would disagree, but MIT's got itself a real nice brand.
For tech, it's got the pedigree, right?
Right. Yeah. And you can get the whole degree online.
But you can't get the degree. You can only take the classes.
Right. You can get the classes for whatever degree. You can take the whole thing. You can fill it out.
So you can have the full knowledge.
You can drop this dossier on the desk of anybody who asks whether you've been to school. And you can say, I did the coursework for a degree in whatever at MIT. Boom. Now, the astute person would say, but do you have the degree? The unastute would be like, oh, I don't know why you're showing me this big stack of paper. They just believe you that you have the degree.
Mm-hmm.
But the astute one, does it matter? Does it truly matter if I paid for the dorm room, if I, did all this stuff, if I did the coursework?
I say no.
Yeah, I say it doesn't matter at all.
Anyway. And if more companies are acknowledging that it doesn't matter, then I think that's a good trend, if that's what's actually happening.
Right, and I've always heard that a degree is the license to begin learning a particular area and field. And I think
that's stupid to spend 4 years getting a permission slip to go ahead and start learning.
Right. I think that's stupid. I think you probably should know a great deal about doing it. And I'm hoping that the engineering degree prepares somebody to be an engineer, and the lawyer in degree, and the doctor of jurisprudence or whatever prepares one to be a lawyer, and all these other things that are out there. I don't know. I haven't had any of those degrees. I do know that you can, get those, I do know you can learn that stuff online. Going on. More so than ever before, fulfilled and successful people appear from every possible direction, and a degree, whilst still a jolly good show, seems an expensive way of marking time, a guarantee of nothing.
Mm.
More frequently, we hear of American employers discovering that their new hires are ill-prepared for the workforce.
Surprise, surprise! You keep a bunch of young people who've never been, as many of them have never had a job a day in their life, keep them all cloistered up in the halls of academia where they have, again, no clue what the real world is like, and then bust them loose into the real world and expect them to know how things work.
And when you have things like the number one party school and all this other stuff, you have this sort of drag on the median. And if you're dragging down the median student as far as grades, you're dragging down the grading pool, which means you're dragging down the top student, too, because they have to teach to the median student.
Mm-hmm.
The professor has to teach to the median student. If the median student is caring less and less about education and more about, well, I'm here for the experience and the network. Working.
Football. 855, 450, free.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, where you're welcome to join us. It's Skype username, lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Only about 10% of people are. Well, there's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that what you really need is 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and veggies in their raw form per day. Now, only about 1% of the population is pulling off that feat. What's the prize for accomplishing this? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to try to get all 10 of my servings of fruits and vegetables this month, every single day. I've already failed 3 days. But, it's not so bad in the grand scheme of the whole month of September. But, I am cheating. I'm using a fruit and veggie total from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete. And you can, too. Please join me in this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel great. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy fruit and veggie total. You can use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order or any order there. They'll give you a free shaker bottle. A shaker bottle's great. It shakes the stuff right up. It makes it a heck of a lot easier. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL. It's a heck of a lot easier than eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables.
What happened those days you failed? I mean, I feel like there's at least 1 serving of fruit and vegetables in the pizza sauce.
Yeah, I had to have something. You're right.
You like to think, right?
At least.
All right, let's go to your call. Santos, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey,
how you doing? It's been like a week.
For you?
Yeah,
since it's been 24 hours for us.
But, you know, how you doing?
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to talk to you. So, you know, our national crime rate has been going down. Except
yes.
In the state of New Mexico, our crime rate has been going up.
Uh-oh.
Because of the traffic. Makes people mad.
Road rage.
Well, you know something? I think that all the criminals got run out of all the other states and then just come flocking over here to New Mexico.
Why would they do that?
Well, first of all, we hardly have any police. We have like 200 officers have left.
Yeah.
And our state law has always been lenient, and then it has gotten lenient. And you told me that they closed that prison, so they're not even putting people in jail. So this is the place to be.
We've got a really good defense attorney out there. His name's Saul Goodman, defending everyone in New Mexico.
That's a great show.
Well, you said I'm a defense attorney?
No, I said there's a very good defense attorney in New Mexico who's defending all these criminals. His name's Saul Goodman. You might have heard of him.
No,
apparently not.
Better call Saul.
She doesn't watch TV either, I bet. She said she doesn't watch, or she doesn't have the internet. Sarah, do you have television?
No, I do not watch television. I got rid of it a long time ago.
Good for you. I mean, yeah. I think that's great. We talked about cord cutters last night. Were you when you had television, were you a cable television subscriber, an over-the-air antenna receiver, or were you a satellite subscriber?
I had to keep a way out the antenna. What else
you
am
did
I
the
gonna
over-the-air.
Afford?
Okay.
Yeah, but the television shows are just an insult to your intelligence.
Mm.
It's very obvious, you know? It's a matter of, like, shutting people down. They have these really stupid sitcoms. You watch it, like, 1 year when you're 10 years old, and that's enough for you. You know what I mean? I'm done with TV.
Albuquerque Property Crime Index and New Mexico Index and National Index are all going down from 2000 through 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the latest year that numbers are available for?
It's the latest I'm able to find just Googling real quick.
So Mark says you're wrong, Sarah. He says that the crime numbers are going down.
Property crime.
Oh, only property crime. But what about violent...
Ian,
right? You should have all these at your fingertips,
it's
Mark.
It's the internet. What do you want from me?
Okay, well, the auto theft. It went up like 50%.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about that one.
Well, see, the problem with auto thefts is that it could be just this ring of car thieves that's working, and then once the cops bust them, then auto thefts plummet after that.
Could be.
See, the problem when it comes to auto theft, you take an auto thief off the street, auto thefts go down.
Right.
When it comes to drugs, on the other hand, you take a drug dealer off the street, and you've just created a job opportunity.
Yeah. Do you use drugs?
You know what I think? No, I don't use drugs.
Not even like alcohol or caffeine?
Lithium?
Well, I just do maybe a little bit of, I drink a little bit of coffee here and there.
Aha! See, you said you didn't use drugs, and now you're admitting that you drink a little bit of coffee. How much is a little bit?
I drink that. Maybe like a cup maybe a day or something.
Every day, a cup every day. So do you have your own coffee maker?
No, I just boil it.
You boil coffee? I don't know. I've never made coffee like...
Murders are up in Albuquerque, highest since 1996.
Now, does that include police shootings?
Do you boil the coffee or do you pour boiling water over the coffee like a French press?
Yeah, how does it...
You just
boil it? Coffee grains in a pot of water? How do you do it? Take us through the process. What is it like for you, Sarah, when you get up? Is it in the morning when you do it?
Yeah, you just pour the coffee grinds in the pot and then you boil it, and you just skim the water off.
You skim it? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Skim the water? What do you do with the...
Yeah, you know something? Look at this.
Pour it off.
No, they got rid of the Mayor Chavez but you know what they did? They voted for a mayor that got rid of the red light cameras.
Oh, I want to talk more about drug habits. So, all right. So you're skimming the coffee. Now,
this is like cowboy coffee. Do you use ice to shock the grounds out?
Skimming. You're pouring it. You're pouring the coffee so the grounds do not come out when you're pouring it.
Stay at the bottom.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you have a filter that you pour it into, or do you just you're real careful so the grounds don't come out?
Yeah, just the grounds don't come out.
Okay.
Yeah, she's probably getting, you know,
85%. I mean, that is the cheapest way you could possibly make coffee, right? Like, you don't actually have a coffee.
As I understand it, it's the most unhealthy way to make it.
Really?
Yeah. So I read
cholesterol.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
What?
Yeah. You're right. So the Finnish are the only people that make it this way. They're like, boil coffee.
What's the name of the thing? Waterol?
Cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
So it's actually, Sarah, there's a danger to you about making your coffee this way. Caffeine, or coffee...
Is it more dangerous than coffee crossing the road, though?
I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, tell me about the danger.
It's a long-term potential health problem. Coffee actually has a very high cholesterol content compound in it called cholesterol, which in most percolator and auto-drip coffee systems...
The water's not hot enough.
It's not just that the water's not hot enough. It's actually filtered out by the filter.
Okay.
So the filter, you know, like the paper filter that you use...
The cholesterol is filtered.
Yeah, it will filter out the cholesterol, like 95% of it or whatever out of the coffee.
Oh, my.
And it's not filtered out...
the way she's doing it.
When you do it, or when you do it through a French press, or when you do it through a metal coffee filter, it's not fine enough to filter out the cholesterol. So it can... If you're a daily, you know, if you drink, you know, one or two cups of coffee a day, that
which
builds
is what
up
she's
over,
doing.
That builds up over a long period.
What's
of time.
What's that going
to
do?
It's just raise your cholesterol very high and puts you at risk of, you know, heart attack.
It's like a heart attack thing. You know, okay.
It's weird. I mean, I've never heard of anybody doing it this way.
Where'd you learn this one, Sarah? Did your mom teach it to you, or how did you learn how to make coffee that way?
No, I just learned from somebody else who's boiling it. I just watched somebody else just boil it and just drink
it
like that.
Who taught you that?
Cowboy coffee.
Well, I just saw them, I don't know. I was at the Rainbow Fest, Hippie Fest.
You were at a rainbow gathering. Uh-huh.
I had no idea that you were a rainbow gal.
Well, I'm not technically, but...
Oh, we're going to have to talk to you about a rainbow gathering another time. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I'm not sure there's technical rainbow people.
855-450-free like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Final segment here. We got time for you. If you dial now, you can join us at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And don't boil your coffee, Johnson.
And Mark.
You're going to tell us more about why people shouldn't boil their coffee, yeah, as our last caller was doing. But I first want to let you know, if you want to get a coffee maker and you want to save, let's say, 20% on the purchase, you can go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse. Saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to get these incredible discounts. And no joke, I really just saved 33% on my most recent purchase at Save It Purse. That was the maximum level that you can set. I got the 33%, and it only took like 2 days for somebody to make the order for me. So what you're doing is you're putting things on your Amazon wish list, and in this case, I got a dash cam. You put your things on the Amazon wish list, and I was like, you know, I don't really need this immediately, so I'm going to see if I can get the biggest discount possible. And so I set it to 33%. Because normally if you want it fast, you set it to 10 or 15%, and it'll go the same day. But what's happening is somebody who wants to get your Bitcoin is buying that item for you on your wish list at Amazon, or items on your wish list at Amazon, and then your Bitcoin goes into an escrow where the site saveitpurse.com holds on to it, and then you wait for the item to be delivered to your home. Once it's there, you know it's legit, you know it's the actual thing you ordered, you then release from the escrow your Bitcoin, and the person on the other end gets the Bitcoin they were looking for. They're paying quite a premium for it, because if you want to save 20% on Amazon, you have the person's paying 20% over the price of a Bitcoin for their Bitcoin. So that's kind of how it works behind the scenes. And boy, does it work well. Mark, you and I, we've been using saveitpurse.com for quite a while now. I think three years.
It's been that long, yeah.
Yeah,
quite a bit of money.
I've saved over $1,800 on over 100 different purchases in that time. This is all stuff I was going to buy anyway. So I could have paid full price, but because I have some cryptocurrency, I was able to save on most items. I would say 20%. I'd say 20% is probably my average, just, you know, off of my memory of the things that I've
most
been buying.
Most things you don't need tomorrow. Sometimes you do.
Correct. If I need it tomorrow, then I'll probably just go to Walmart.
They have an option for,
something,
you know, saving right away.
But yeah, saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. And we'll get to your coffee thing here in a moment, Johnson. Dan, go ahead. Dan?
Hey, Ian.
Hey,
I wanted to talk about what I believe to be the end result of libertarianism in a certain sense. So,
tell me about it.
Okay, so the thing is I believe that the reason that libertarianism in part attracts a lot of people from even like a farther right that a lot of people want to say, oh, you're not really a libertarian because you want this, but that the means people on the hard right find for libertarianism is that once you don't have a structure in place, like the state, to supplement like parts of people's lives that they might want, that they will invariably have to fall back onto traditional values because there would be no other choice. Like, that people will learn that society the way it was is one of the only ways that you will be able to survive because, you know, lots of societies have tried...
What are you saying? Are you saying... I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that people who are not traditional conservatives would, once welfare programs are gotten rid of in some sort of, you know, conservative utopia, that would result in those people who were previously on welfare becoming like traditional religious conservatives or something? Is that what you're saying?
They might not, you know, get all the adjectives and all the labels conservatives like, but they will have to revert to that lifestyle in order to survive.
Why? Because,
basically, he's trying to say there that, if you, you have traditional values, that your degeneracy is going to consume
your
you.
Chris Cantwell impression.
Your degeneracy is going to consume you. You're going to have all these libertine freedoms, and then you'll just succumb to your drugs and your sexual diseases.
I think I agree with caller. What's this gentleman's name?
This is Dan.
Dan. I think I agree with Dan. So there. No, I mean, you know, there were. Prior to the state and the progressive era coming around, the state growing to the point where, you know, this giant bureaucracy supports people no matter what their thoughts and feelings and whatever it is, mm-hmm. people had to, A, rely on family, B, rely on churches, C, rely on, clubs and those sorts of things, and then rely on their community at large.
That doesn't have to do with anything whatsoever with, you know, conservative values. There are people in society.
There are communities that exist around things that are other than religion.
Right. There are people in society who, you know, have different beliefs, and whether it be, you know, the atheists or whether it be a group of environmentalists or
the
whatever.
The days of being fearful of being burned at the stake are thankfully over.
Yeah. These are people who will support their own communities on their own voluntary basis if we were to get rid of these programs. I think you would see...
But those communities will fall apart because of the degeneracy.
You'd see, for instance, Planned Parenthood, something that a lot of conservatives loves to attack, right? I've donated money to Planned Parenthood for some of their services, even though I didn't have to because the government would have paid for it, because I thought that it was valuable what they were doing, and so I gave them some money for those services. So, and I'm talking about sexually transmitted disease testings and things like that. I did not have an abortion, nor did anybody I know. But, they provide services to people, and people would pay for those services voluntarily. And a lot of the things that we would see in the marketplace would be that these different communities that Johnson is talking about would form mutual aid societies. And does that mean that people would be encouraged to be shiftless losers by these communities? Probably not. They would probably encourage them to get a job or do, you know, some sort of work in order to find their way in the world. So you may see that ending welfare does have positive effects on people's lives, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to adopt traditional conservatism.
You know that studies show that women become more promiscuous with a larger, more intrusive state and more social welfare programs, right?
So what?
Well, I mean, it's just evidence that promiscuity is and irresponsible behavior is fostered by the state and its unaccountable programs.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that anything about whether people are going to adopt traditional conservative values.
Traditional conservative values are not humping everybody you find.
Okay, that's fine. But it has nothing to do with whether or not people are going to use drugs or, you know, the frequency on which they use drugs. So I just don't agree with where you're coming
from
at all.
For you,
and I don't understand why. Well, no, we were talking about sex earlier, Mark. But gambling, we can talk about that too.
And rock and roll. And rock and roll.
People are going to do drugs and gamble anyway.
That's right. They are going to do those things anyway. And again, taking them off of welfare, again, will likely encourage more responsibility by that individual, but it's not likely to change their worldview in the way that you're saying. I don't think.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I actually did kind of have a counterpoint to that in that, I myself am an atheist, but I think that there is a certain sort of fulfillment people get in identity. And that since, you know, I have an Italian-American background, that joining, you know, Catholic communities, even though I don't really believe in it, would be a way that I could find some sort of identitarian fulfillment. And I think that a lot of people would find that if they were left without the state. And that's one of the reasons I believe that people would revert to these kind of things, is because people want to believe that they have these at least sort of different communities that are a part of, like, some sort of innate identity to them that they will gravitate towards and want to be a part of. And that is why...
Right. You're not going to take... I'm sorry. You're not going to take a hippie and convert them into a conservative overnight just because welfare got...
People are going to join communities like, hey, their local D&D club. You know, like, it's like, there'll be plenty of other communities for people to gather around.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. And I'm not really sure I agree that libertarianism attracts conservatives. I was just today with Representative Joseph Stalkopf, who is a Democrat who converted to libertarianism. Libertarianism and liberty attracts people from all over the political spectrum.
Many people are inside of the left-right paradigm, and they're worried about social issues. I mean, there are a large percentage of people who identify as leftists because they believe that Republicans hate gays and blacks.
Sure. And they're a great potential for recruiting to libertarianism. But anyway, let's get back to the coffee. Why don't boil coffee? Why not?
If you want a terrible, bitter-tasting cup of coffee, boil it. Anybody who's ever made French press coffee knows that you're only supposed to leave it in the boiling water for a specific amount of time, like, you know, 5 minutes or so. Because if you don't take it out, you know, quickly enough, it's going to taste awful.
And you said to get the cholesterol stuff, right?
Well, there's also the cholesterol stuff, but that's separate. That's just from unfiltered. That's from not filtering the beans. But if you leave it in the boiling water too long, what happens is the beans do what's called overexpressing the flavor, and it just makes it really bitter, awful taste.
I have a French press, and I have to use it when I'm on my boat. And I can tell you, you can have your best or worst cup of coffee from a French press.
Yeah. All right, out of time for tonight. You join us online between now and tomorrow night over at Free Talk Live. .com. Don't forget to amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.